You're watching The War Room with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now on X.com. Annihilate.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to War Room Live. I'm your host, Harrison Smith, coming to you live this Wednesday, the 13th of May, 2026. We got a lot of stuff to cover. We have an absolutely giant show today. Obviously, we're going to cover Sebastian Gorka, the new counterterrorism strategy from the White House that I think will take in totality, along with the building of the data centers and the establishing Palantir as the operating system of the New World Order. I think this is just part of a wider scheme to enslave humanity that, unfortunately, Trump seems fully engaged in now, willfully or not. We're also going to talk about, of course, some of the bombshell revelations today, where the CIA is apparently blaming Anthony Fauci for the cover-up of the COVID lab leak scenario. A little ironic, because the person that actually ran the lab leak himself told people who later became whistleblowers that it was the CIA that put him up to it. So we'll try to untangle that tangled web of deception. We'll talk about ticks, of course, and some more very interesting developments there. It's not just America that is suffering under the tick, I don't even know what to call it, evolution, the plague, the attack. Apparently Russia is experiencing a tick problem where the ticks have gone insane, and instead of just waiting in the grass to bite you, will actually try to chase you down. It's crazy. I've seen videos of it. We'll get to that as well. I was going to have Chud the Builder on at 4 p.m. If you don't know who Chud the Builder is, we've had him on before, and he went viral several times for basically filming himself interacting with African-American people. And, he's made a career out of it. And as of about an hour before the show started, Chud the Builder shot a man who attacked him outside of a courthouse in Clarksville and accidentally grazed himself in the process. Before it escalated, he asked the man if he was going to chimp out, and the man then walked up and sucker punched him. It's unclear if the man survived, and we actually have more information about this. We'll bring you the latest and bring you whatever develops in this. And I just sent him a text and said, hey, man, I understand if our interview's off at four today, but if you did want to come on, be a pretty good story, I think. I think people want to hear about exactly what happened. And I don't know. I'm a bit torn between my, you know, journalistic instincts. Okay, looks like somebody's got the video. If y'all can grab that video, I would like to see it. I'm sort of torn between, like, I want this interview. I want to get the interview and, you know, talk to him about it. At the same time, I'm like, you probably shouldn't be talking to anybody. So I don't even know if we'll have him on, because obviously there's a lot of people out to get him in multiple ways. And I imagine, I don't, you know where exactly this happened. I guess somewhere in Tennessee, you could very well have a overambitious DA that wants to make his name out of this and wants to send Chud to jail for a long time. So I think for his safety, maybe we'll just call off the interview either way, even if he wants to come on. I don't know if that's the best idea. As you know, everything you say can and will be used against you. So maybe we need to just make sure he's not going to be charged with something before he comes on and tells us the story. He did tell the story, and I believe it's clip number 9, him saying what happened, because we have a video of him saying what happened. And I mean, this whole thing's been crazy. And to be honest with you, part of why I wanted to get him on is I was like, dude, you're going to get shot. Like, I'm not sure how much longer this can go on, because he would just go out and walk around and people would come up to him and threaten him. And I mean, we got a lot of videos to get to about, like, the hatred that he inspires and why he's doing what he's doing. I'd love for him to talk for himself, but like I said, maybe he might have to talk to a lawyer or something before he comes on, just so he can know what he can and can't talk about. But here we have the clip ready. This is Chud the Builder on X You can follow him at Chud the Builder. Talking about what happened earlier today when he was involved in a shooting. Let's watch.
Hey, Chud the Baggy!
Oh, no. It's a different one. It's a completely different one. No, that's another example. See, this is the thing. I wanted to have him on because he is... that's the wrong video, crew. No, there's a video... that was clip 9. There's a video of him explaining what happened, if you can find that one. No, that was another guy who's like an insane person. I saw people calling him a meth head. He certainly seems like one. And he, I guess, stole Chud the Builder's hat yesterday. And then Chud was trying to eat at a restaurant and people were causing problems. And so the owner of the restaurant was like, "You're not allowed to eat here." And Chud was like, "Well, I just ordered." And the guy was like, "Ah, get out of here. You can't eat here." So he left. And then they wanted to like charge him with theft for dining and dashing, even though he was the one being harassed and got kicked out of the restaurant. So, you know, he's been under attack, but, you know, really a concerted way for a little while. So I really wanted to get him on because I had a feeling something like this was going to happen. And in part, it kind of proves that what he's doing, you know, it's like, are we not capable of like hearing words we don't like? And the reason I think this is actually an important thing to talk about, it's not just like, oh, he's a rabble rouser. He just goes and, you know, tries to get people angry and then films their reaction. You have example after example after example these days, but I can think of one in particular where a man was stabbed in San Francisco, I believe, by a homeless person. After being stabbed, he called that person the N-word. The person who stabbed him was not charged for the crime. The person who said the N-word was. After you get stabbed, you can't insult somebody. What are we, Europe? What are we, 12-year-old girls in Europe? We're not allowed to say bad names about our assaulters. So, like, this whole idea of, like, this word has some sort of mystical power. And we've seen it over and over again where it's just like, some black guy kills a white guy, and afterwards it's like, well, he called me the N-word. And the court's like, understandable, you're free to go, sir. And it's like, so you can just say that? You have no proof of it, no recording of it. It's just like, oh, you killed somebody? Say that he called you the N-word, and then you'll be free to go. And I don't know how we reverse this trend, but certainly I'm in favor of anybody who's standing up against it in a powerful way, because I don't want to live in a country where... somebody pretending that you said a word or thinking that you said a word means that you deserve the death penalty. That's insane. So here's Chud the Builder explaining exactly what happened to him earlier today.
I walked up to him because they're pointing at me. Uh-huh. They're laughing. They're pointing at me. And I said, "What's up, guys? How y'all doing?" I said, "Y'all like the new suit?" He said, "Walk away from me." I walked away from him. He came back up to me. He literally said, "I have PTSD. I feel like I'm in." He said, "You see me?" Started wailing on me even after I had to defend myself by shooting him. He's still wailing on me.
Where's your weapon at?
They have everything.
What weapon is that right there?
I believe that's it. Is that yours?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's talking to him right now.
Oh, no, you guys are good to do your thing.
Okay.
He has a graze. I call it a graze to the left arm. He has slight abrasion right here on his head. Okay. Maybe some scrapes. Slight, light head.
So that was him recounting it, and obviously from police body cam or something. So he apparently was out in front of a courthouse. A guy came up to him, attacked him, started punching him. He pulled out a gun, shot the guy, grazed himself in the combat. Apparently he was live streaming at the time, so I'm surprised that video has not been put out. But he's sort of routinely involved in these physical altercations because he walks around and says the no-no word. He says the bad word. And unfortunately for us, some people can't handle that. And it is unfortunate. So I'll keep you up to date and let you know if we hear from him. But we may have to postpone. We may have to postpone our interview with Chud the Builder while he recovers from the... I guess maybe he was going to the courthouse because of the charge previously. Just crazy. So that's happening. So yeah, that's what's going on here. Our guests are involved in shootouts. So anyway, we'll move on here. And like I said, we just have so very, very, very much to talk about. Obviously, we started the show with a Bound report. You can find and share that Bound report. Like you can find all of our streams, like you can find all of our articles, like you can find everything that you once used to go to InfoWars to find. Now you can find it at alexjoneslive.com, including the Bound report. Israel's war with social media. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu recently blamed social media for the worldwide backlash against his nation's military actions against Palestine, Lebanon, Iran, and other nations. And we're going to be talking a lot about that today. The Eighth Front War, of course, as it's known. And yes, the attack against Thomas Massie is a part of this. This is Tiffany Cianci saying, what if I told you a group of creators could out-influence $1 million political ad blitz by AIPAC and their billionaires? I'm about to prove that we can do exactly that in the 4th District, Kentucky, as we fight for at Kentucky Massey for Kentucky. I'm calling on every creator who's sick of watching money control everything to meet me in Kentucky the 14th through the 20th of this month. Let's show them what real influence and integrity looks like. And I absolutely love this. And we do need more of this. It's not enough for those of us who do this for a living to just talk about this. We need to be leading the activism to actually tangibly fight back against the big money influence in places like Kentucky. And I don't know what to think of the polls. Here's my thing. I don't know how Thomas Massie could be unseated, even with all of the money poured in. If you remember, Donald Trump came after Thomas Massie in the last election and endorsed his opponent.